Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua. It's our Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa, not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Go Saints and go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Our Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Our chicken and biscuits, baby.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. Fix your camera, Leroy. It's pointing at me too. I'm like the double barrel action. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory at the Sports Sorrento and tell you, I remember when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Lakers sold for $10 billion, huh?
Wow.
$10 billion.
Huh. That's crazy.
Who bought them? I didn't even see.
The owner of the Dodgers. He had a piece of the Lakers.
Yeah.
And then he bought the majority stake of the Lakers Bus family.
No more Bus family.
They get a
minority. No, she's still running it. She's still the governor.
Look, guess what? They said the same thing about Mark Cuban, dude. She ain't the governor no more.
And then Luke against training.
Yep. And let me just say this. Can I just say?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Give me one thing that's happened since the Luka trade that would suggest it wasn't sent in by the league. I just want one thing, because Luka Doncic gets traded for a bag of donuts. The Mavericks, with 1% chance, get the number one pick for Cooper Flagg. And now the Lakers get sold for $10 billion? Just saying, what the hell is that?
Wow.
No, just give me one thing. One thing that's happened since the Luka trade to suggest it was all, it was on the level. You don't find that a little suspicious?
Could be.
That is pretty suspicious.
Pretty suspicious.
Pretty suspicious.
And then Luka with this tweet today, and I was like, all right, dude, whatever. That's how it's going to be.
What was his tweet? I didn't see it.
Oh, glad you asked.
Oh.
You got that tweet, Jennifer, from Luka?
Oh, Luka. You know what?
You got to be nice talking to Jennifer.
Yeah, no, I just want to make sure.
Yeah. Don't want to get on her bad.
Can you go ahead and say, please,
Jennifer? Here we go.
I'm here assuming please. I have everything for you on the platter.
But are we confirmed this is Luka or is this
Shmuka?
You know how
Shmuka
it is.
Shmuka Shmancic?
How it is sometimes, dude.
He says, the Lakers are an amazing organization. I'm looking forward to meeting Mark and excited about the future. I'm also grateful for Jeannie and the Bus family for welcoming me to L.A., and I'm happy that Jeannie will be continuing to be involved. So did Mark Cuban. He thought he was involved, too. I look forward to working with both of them to win championships.
Wink.
And I got to say, Luka, baby.
It's the right thing to say, whether you believe it or not.
Luka, baby. You don't know this guy. Like, why would you trust him? This guy could just be another Mavs owner in sheep's clothing. You got to trust somebody you can really trust, like Goran Dragic and the Heat organization. So I'm just saying, don't rush to judgment. Find out who your friends are. But you don't, you don't smell a rat when you see that. You're like, oh, wait.
No, that's strange.
Let me get this straight. A trade that makes no sense was made. The team that traded him, that the GM's getting mocked, he gets a make good with a number one pick. And now the Lakers get sold? Maybe you guys believe in coincidences, but to me, I smell a rat. And not the good kind that gets thrown on the ice after a Stanley Cup final. Why are you looking at me like that, dude? What?
You don't think billionaires maybe kind of got together and pulled some strings on this, Leroy?
I don't know. It does seem a little...
See?
Leroy.
But the fact that you're saying something, you're always saying something.
Right, Jennifer, say the same thing that I said, yeah, so sure, he agrees.
Because even suspect.
It's a little suspect. That's all I'm saying.
Like the kids say today.
Things that make you go,
sus. You see that commercial with the dad cooking the pancakes?
Yeah.
No.
That's sus. Bussin'. He just used all the lingo.
Ew, what does that mean again?
Genie bussin'.
Yep.
Nah, that is weird, though. And I still have struggled to provide you a reason as to why that wasn't what we all think it may have been. Nothing seems organic about any of this.
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. It all just seems like we're watching wrestling.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You know?
Somebody said the 30 for 30 on this is going to go crazy, especially after Congress investigates.
Yeah, I mean, what do you mean? Like, I'm sitting here. You guys traded a generational superstar. You just came off, mind you, they just came off the NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You got Kyrie acting normal.
Yeah.
And you're like, I think it's time to pull the plug on this and send him to the Lakers.
Crazy.
All right. I mean, whatever.
What I can't figure out for the life of me is I don't care what sport or, you know, what level of play. You get to the Final Four, and as an organization or anybody running the team, after getting to the Final Four, saying to your fan base, this guy can't get us over the hump. There ain't much of a hump to get over. He got you over the giant mountain you haven't been in 20 plus years. And now you get to this little bump, the next step, and you have determined he can't get you there. That's crazy.
It's very strange to me.
Right.
Very strange to me.
Same thing with Luka. He went to the finals and you say, oh, he's not in good enough shape to win the championship. Really?
Yeah, but street clothes is who you're going to put your trust in.
So because
he looks better with his shirt off, but he'll give you 30 games.
They traded for somebody named Street Clothes. Oh,
here's another thing that's bothering me, and I don't know if we have an answer to. Who the hell put the last puck on the board in the locker room?
Whoa.
Who got the last puck?
It had to be.
Reinhardt.
Wait, it would have to be Reinhardt.
Reinhardt, yeah. It's got to be Reinhardt.
I don't know.
Four goals.
I don't know.
True, four
goals. Where's my puck board?
Yeah, maybe I mean, Bob, though. Remember, I would understand
they
Bob.
They didn't go in there. It was a while since they went in there.
But they got to finish the thing.
But they put the puck up.
Yeah, but
somebody got that puck.
I don't know when they did it, but it was after the celebration on the ice. So I would have to say it either went to Reinhardt, who had four goals, or it went to Sam Bennett, who won the Conn Smythe.
What about Bill Zito?
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Wow. Or Paul Maurice,
maybe? Thank you.
Oh. So
Paul Maurice, he almost seems like he wouldn't do it. No, no.
That's for the players.
Yeah.
It doesn't do that anymore.
Oh, that would just say that to annoy Carolina.
Yeah, exactly.
I think this should be Paul Maurice's move now. Anytime he plays Carolina, is just come up with his new Paul Maurice's unwritten rules for hockey. Just to mess with Brind'Amour. He goes, Rod, I was really thinking about this, and I don't think we should wear suits anymore. He goes, what? He's like, yeah, I really thought, what about hoodies?
What about hoodies, yeah. You know, we'll cut the sleeves off of them, too.
Ooh, that's tough.
You guys have heard of a handshake line. What if we shake our feet?
What if he tells Brind'Amour, he goes, what if we're going to go in full uniform like baseball managers? And so Brind'Amour shows up in his old Carolina Hurricanes.
Which also is the dumbest thing in sports.
Oh, it's really stupid.
What?
But Brind'Amour,
to have a 70-year-old dude wearing a baseball uniform?
Yeah.
Brind'Amour shows up in full uniform, and Paul Maurice is like, what are you doing, man? He goes, what? No, you promised.
What are you doing?
And then Maurice is like, I promised.
Get out of here, loser.
This is why I benched you.
You do a J-fig. Boo,
Rod.
Now everything I say is going to be used against me.
See what I mean? But that's exactly like, that is just what happened. He just said something, and then you're saying it's being used against you. You're very on edge. You should be in a better mood for cats back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
Her mood got off to a sour, shaky start.
Can I put you in a better mood?
We didn't help.
Yes.
Ooh.
You didn't help.
Yeah, well, I just mainly pointed out something that caught me off guard. I didn't know you had it like that. That's all. I was like, what?
Anton Lundell has posted now on Instagram, and he has posted back to back. And if you notice, Matthew Tkachuk has put in the comments, there he is, Mr. Las Olas, the double champ.
Is he 25 yet?
No.
Isn't he like 22?
Wait, this is what I don't get. Some people are so fortunate. This guy's been in the league, what, 2 years, three years?
Mm-hmm.
And he's got two championships.
He's 23.
Like, you know, like, come on, Lundy, you know this is not normal, right? They're like, oh, this is the way it is.
Four seasons, three Stanley Cup visits.
Right.
What a king.
And he's Mr. Las Olas.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell that means. I think we know what it means, but
I want to be a part of the inside joke. What is it?
I want to know what it means.
I'll be much happier if that
It kind of like, feels like Anton Lundell's playing pool boy to some Las Olas Cougs.
No. Ooh. I'm just thinking he's like,
ooh,
he got his own book.
Hmm.
How to Slay a Dragon.
Kind of book, huh?
Mm. How to Slay a Dragon on Los Olas.
Because
they're not quite like Boca, but it's not South Beach. It's like somewhere in between the crowd there, right? Not very young, not very old. It's right in the middle.
Anton Lundell skimming some pools back there.
He's a professional hockey player.
What do you mean, dude?
He part-times as a pool boy in the summer.
I don't know if he's gotten the bag yet, though. I don't know what his contract is.
It's enough to not be a pool boy in the summer. I think he's fine. Just shirtless in some old lady's backyard.
He has an average of $5 million.
6 years studying this. Right? This suckers. Mm-hmm. He's getting all these guys. Bill Zito's like, we're going to sign this kid long-term. He's gonna play for peanuts. Mm.
Just take him to Los
Angeles. He's just going
to
be basically Alexander Barkov, but young.
So great.
His extension just started this year.
Oof.
Yes.
5 more years of Mr. Las Olas on the Cheapskis.
Got a lot of this core for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the Cheapskis?
$5 million? That's a good deal.
I mean, the top of the line guys make 13?
Well, the cap's going.
Oh, really?
McDavid's going to make like 20.
Really?
Or just under, yeah.
You're going to be the first $20 million?
Probably.
Okay.
Man, conversations like this really make me like.
So that means we can afford some of those guys if the.
It's not bumping up till next year. Cats only got 19 in space this upcoming year.
19 million?
Yeah, and they're hoping
boink,
that they could get Bennett for like 8-ish a year.
Oof.
But somebody may come with
10-ish.
I don't know. That's the state tax.
All state tax.
10 would actually be about 12, 13.
But Mr. Las Olas, the double champ.
Double champ, baby.
Double champ.
And now going to skim pools in some Cougs' backyard.
Anton.
Okay. got some lemonade.
Anton!
Fresh squeeze lemonade.
No, Anton, I need a little bit more suntan lotion.
Take a break. Back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
It's her fault.
Whoa.
It's her fault.
What about what?
Because she said she does crazy stuff and has weird conversations before we go on air, and then I respond, and she goes, oh, we're on air.
Look, if you two, by this time, haven't realized I'm not going to let the music roll forever before I hit the on-air mic, I don't know what to tell you. You two hobnob, and you talk a lot of stuff between breaks, and if you guys want to do it wherever there's microphones around, that's on you.
Like, I stayed quiet. It wasn't me.
Listen.
It was you.
No, you don't.
She was in the hallway.
I didn't say anything.
She was in the hallway during her wicked crossover.
He responded to me.
But you know, but see, that's the thing, Jennifer. You need to lead a horse to the correct water. And if you're going to put bait out there and think that Leroy Horde is not going to comment on it, that's on you.
But the bait was said in there, okay?
You need to have a hallway. It's like drag racing. You're going to need like a runway to break a little bit. And if you're going to have Leroy talking like this, he's going to need
Some landing room.
I need to open the chute.
Yes.
Open up the chute.
You need to stop it as soon as that door closes. If you're still going between doors.
Well, if I don't respond to him, then he's like, wow, you're ignoring me. You're so mean and you're so evil. So how do I win here?
I don't know. Whatever doesn't
get
you in
trouble.
Don't
be mean or evil.
Yep.
Exactly. That's how I responded.
Huh. With your wicked crossover.
Hey, you guys want to go to Exotica?
Yes! How can I go?
Well, it's returning to the Miami Airport Convention Center June 27th to the 29th. And if you want to win a four-pack, you guys just got to go to the contest page at WQM.com and enter. And you can get Exotic.
I would love that. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah. Exotic like your cats.
Okay, all right. You know, we almost got out of that one.
I'm sorry. Like, that was just, I was like, what do you mean I don't get to have any fun with this liner?
Strange.
Just keep it to the script.
2-1 filthy.
Oh, did we get 2-1 filthy? Yes, man. Couldn't even have a 2-1 filthy. Scoring too many goals this year.
Too many.
The Panthers have a new stride. It's called 5-1 embarrass you.
Mm. I mean, what they did to Edmonton the last two games.
Broke them. Look how many good teams the Panthers have broken along the way, too. Like, that's the thing. Is everybody's coming out of this just being like, I think they're too damn good. Even McDavid's just like, they're a good team. Like, I don't, like, he was a little shell-shocked by the end of the game. Like, he took some pot shots at his coach, and they were all.
How'd he take some pot shots?
Because he was like, we just kept effing doing the same thing over and over and over, and it never worked. And I was like, that's called the cats, baby.
Well,
that's
first of all, you got McJesus. So that's why.
Yeah, we're supposed to have you do your thing. That's what everybody wants you to do. Right. Your little spin-a-rooney thing.
Exactly.
Spin-a-rooney the hockey and make it happen. Magic. Poo. But no, everybody's talking. They're like, hey. Everybody's still talking. Like, hey, this could be one of those things where all of a sudden Edmonton may be at the brink of breaking up.
I don't know. Can you?
Oh, you're right, dude.
Whoa,
you okay?
Whoa, dude.
Can you break it up?
Mm-hmm.
If you've made it to the Stanley Cup Finals twice,
mm-hmm.
and a Game 6 and a Game 7. Do you break that up?
Does it feel
what? What can you do that's going
to
get you?
But if you have to beat this team, it's kind of the it's the Huberto, and I know McDavid's way better than Huberto, and I'm not suggesting it's his fault. But at a certain point, you got to look and see what part of your organization is going to make the difference as far as like getting you actually over the hump. I don't think that involves trading McDavid,
but
he's only got a year left, so people are wondering.
My question is this though. You have, throughout the history of sports, guys who have been in Connor McDavid's situation. That the teams that you are playing against that are on top are just so good that you're just in a bad spot. Look at all the teams that were around with Jordan, right? Like, yeah, all-time great. So it happens. It happens that you just happen to play, for example, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady.
Oof.
Right?
Lamar Jackson and Mahomes. Or Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, Mahomes. Right? If you're Baltimore or you're Buffalo, does that mean keep firing coaches and changes till somebody gets you over the hump? Because that dude ain't going to never change.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you go about that? Because we're sitting here saying the losing team has to make changes. And I don't know how much of it is you got to keep just putting yourself in that situation. Eventually, you'll come on the other side. But if you change, there's no guarantee you're going to get back to
it. But here's the thing that's just great, though. Like, if you look at what Bill Zito's been able to do, they were fighting with Boston 2 years ago. Boston's right. Blown it up.
Right.
New York, a lot of struggles this year.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto's talking like they're all scared they're going to lose Marner, and then maybe they're going to try. They're probably the biggest threat to go get Sam Bennett.
Right.
To try and say, oh, come on. Even though you guys treated him.
Even after they're treated him like garbage.
He helps puppies, and you have the audacity to say, oh, wait, what did you say, Bennett? No. You treated him like a criminal, Toronto. But anyway.
Public enemy number one.
They're probably going to shake things up.
Right.
I just think it's very marvelous to see how the Cats have just like completely run roughshod on this league and just been like, who's next? Who's the next? It's beautiful. It's like a fighter clearing out their division. They're just like, who's next? Who's trying? I was just reading also in the Sun Sentinel from Dave Hyde when Bill Zito goes, quote, on Marchand, Bennett, and Aaron Ekblad, quote, I think we can bring them all back. I think we can.
Whoa.
No. I don't doubt that, man. What tricks does he have up his sleeve?
Right.
Wow.
But that's my point. If the Panthers do that, is there anything Edmonton or Carolina or Toronto could do?
I don't know.
And that's my point, though, is that you're going to make all these changes to try to get and win one more or two more games in the Stanley Cup final, and you're going to make these drastic changes to do that?
Yeah, and, let's
and when you do that, what normally happens is you go the other way.
And well, let's not forget, this is a regular season. The Panthers had to play with half a season no Tkachuk, half a season or quarter of a season no Ekblad.
Right.
They are brought back. Like, because the Panthers had a hard route this year. No, right, no home ice the entire way.
They lost, what, six in a row? And Paul Maurice was like, this is exhausting. We've been on the road for like a month. We're like, so I'm going to put, he basically said this. I'm putting this period in time in perspective.
This is dynasty already, though, right? Like Tkachuk says flat out it's dynasty.
Three
do they
the,
need
three.
They've made three in a row. They've won two in a salary cap sport. Do you feel like the Panthers have etched themselves as a hockey dynasty already, or do they have to get three
if you get to the Stanley Cup next year, then yes.
Oh, God. Then we're going to hear from him.
If you get to the Stanley Cup, then yes.
So they got to match the big three Heat.
Yeah, because I'm not going to say One of the reasons that, and I've said this and you say that I'm not being very positive,
mm-hmm.
hockey is so weird.
Yes.
That, like, man, two of those games that they played earlier on in that series could have easily gone the other way. It yeah. could have been 3-3 or it could have been a sweep. That's how close this was.
No, they lost in overtime to Toronto.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So if you get back to the Stanley Cup Finals, then I would say yes. I'm leaving room for sports to sports. Right? Like, if you lose in a seven-game series to a team and it's all one score game, I'm going to say yes. Still a dynasty. Right? So that's the part of it that you need to wait and see how they play or perform, you know, in the playoffs next year.
Schmeathen says, dynasty is at least three. Grow up.
Three or championships?
Does it have to be a three-peat, or if they get back, if in the next 3 years they get one more, it's a dynasty?
With the same core.
With the same core. Yeah, which it will be.
Yeah.
It's maybe, like, you know.
To be honest with you, here's the thing that's scary. As players fall off,
mm-hmm.
these young players who we forget about are stepping in.
Oh, I can't wait to see what Mackey does next
right.
year.
And that's the thing that, because, okay, say if you lose Marchand. Mackey is very similar mm-hmm. to some of the things he does and the way he handles the puck and the size and stuff like that.
Jerry says 3-5 like the Chiefs. Yeah, I would consider the Chiefs a dynasty. You wouldn't? 3 right. and 5? Well, I would consider that a dynasty.
Yeah.
I mean, they went to the AFC Championship, what, 7 straight years?
Right. Sure. That's it. I mean, yeah. But here's the problem. Who are you comparing the Panthers to? Right? Because the last team that had this dominance was Tampa Bay, right?
Yeah. And they won They won their first two and then lost.
Right. But here's the kicker. Who am I comparing Patrick Mahomes to?
Brady.
Right.
Yeah.
11 straight, what? Divisions.
But they had almost two dynasties, right?
Right, like, but I'm just yeah. I'm just saying, like so when you say a dynasty in hockey, you're comparing it to the most recent long period of stretch, that's Tampa, right? It's been a while, what, 90s, since somebody's had that kind of, you know, or was it Chicago? What,
Chicago won, but they didn't three-peat. I think they won three over like a 5-year
right.
span.
So they go there, the Blackhawks. So think about that, right? When I'm talking about, so yeah, the Panthers could very well be in that mix. But when you say, mention other sports, when you talk about football, no matter how much Patrick Mahomes wins, he's still not even close to Brady.
I know.
And so, like, so is that a dynasty or... Right.
Well, that's why everybody was looking at him, because they are grading him differently. And they're like, oh, well, he has to win three in a row. Like, he's got to do something that Brady's never done to even be considered. And he wasn't able to do it.
I would say that to some extent, what Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are doing is even more difficult because of the amount of money that's being paid to quarterbacks and to top notch guys, and you have to replace more guys year after year. So it's a lot tougher. Like, and I don't know about you, but you know any athletes taking team-friendly deals now?
Not many.
Right. So there's that. Whereas when you talk about New England, everybody was getting paid so they could keep doing it.
Which, by the way, can't, if a team gets sold for $10 billion, can you blame them?
Right. I mean... Right, exactly.
We'll take a break. Mix things up on the other side.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
NBA Finals resumes tonight. Game 6 between the Thunder and Pacers. And then...
two sports will be done.
Then the real sport starts. What's NBA off-season.
Well, the draft
Next week. Yeah. What do you mean? What's wrong?
That's the real sport?
That's the season, dude.
So you,
that's the season. Love
you didn't answer so my question.
I do love father. What?
Can you answer our friendly... So, as friends... Mm-hmm. We sometimes ask each other questions.
Yep.
And this is no lie. Every time I ask Tobin a question, he goes,
You ask me some really rando questions, though. Like, you're like, 4th of July, is that on a Thursday this year?
Is it?
And I was like, So I threw up the calendar on my computer, and I was like, it's a Friday. You're like, cool. And then you're like... didn't know that July 4th was on a Thursday or Friday this year, huh? I was like, what?
What's going on?
Because he spins it on you.
Crazy, man. Let's mix it on up, huh?
Let's do it.
What do you got today in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Well, when we aren't complaining about Leroy's least favorite quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, it could be because we're talking about his second least favorite quarterback, Russell Wilson.
No, that's not true.
You kind of... okay. Actually, I'll say Channing Crowder probably hates him more than you. So, you're second place.
I just think he... listen.
Mr. Unlimited.
I think... at some point in your life, you have to just go out and do you and be the best version of who you are and not always feel like you have to do it a certain way. Like, there's a poster of an NFL quarterback, and I sometimes feel that Russell Wilson is trying to live up to that poster. Mm-hmm. Instead of just being Russell Wilson. And it comes across in a negative way, even though he's really trying to be sincere about it, it turns people off. And people, for no reason, the guy's really hasn't done anything wrong, people have begun to not like him because it's almost like what he's doing is not authentic.
So what do you got for us, Frogboy?
Well, as you know, he is now a New York Giant.
He's a Giant.
And he seems to be having a excellent experience thus far with them. This is the Giants quarterback on his time with the team.
Joy, I think, you know, if I had described it, it's just the joy to be able to do what I love to do, number one. Number two, to do it with the people that you really want to be around. I think that obviously the players, just the amount of guys. I remember going to Atlanta throwing with the guys, or going to being in San Diego throwing with the guys, and also to just being here and the extra time that we put in, you know, watching film, doing all the necessary things to be great.
Cool. There's nothing interesting there.
See what I mean?
The most generic response you can ever
give. He could be genuinely a good guy. But moments like this, it turns you off. It turns you away from him.
And he didn't say anything bad.
He didn't say anything bad.
Shut up.
He's trying too hard to fit what everybody wants him to be.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you guys see, though? More interesting. See, I was hoping you were going the other Giants quarterback route with mixed bag today.
Who?
Tommy DeVito.
What happened?
Tommy DeVito and Jackson Dart are spending time together watching Love Island.
No comment.
Why? It's a perfectly great show to watch as friends. Tommy Cutlets and Jackson Dart. A couple young QBs watching Hoda. Oh, Hoda. I can't believe you survived that vote. I got to be honest with you.
Stop spoiling it for me.
You are not in position to tell me to spoil.
You're not in the island.
You need to catch up.
So
I'm trying.
I don't know how to handle that.
What?
Because if I said, hey, I'm going over to Tobin's house to watch Love Island.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
My friends do that with me.
But if we were
that's you.
Okay, but I imagine. I imagine they're in camp or mini camp. Like, they're probably, like, staying someplace close
okay,
to one another.
Okay, so you're saying it's in, like,
I don't think they're going camp. Out of their way.
Right, I'm like,
if you drove to Davie,
He's like, hey, Jackson, I'll pick up a six-pack. Come on over.
If I drove to Davie to watch Love Island with you, that would be weird.
That's how I'm looking at this.
But if we were neighbors.
If we're in camp or we're in Vegas and you're like, hey, I say, what are you watching on the plane?
Love Island.
Right, I'm like, oh, let me see. Plug in. Watch. Yeah, so context, right? Like, but it sounds like when you say, hey, Tommy Cutlets and Jackson Dart, they're really good friends. They watch Love Island together.
He also says that they want to go on the show together.
Oh, no.
As a couple?
No. I think it's as a couple of bombshells.
Oh, okay.
Bombshells are the ones who get introduced during the island to mess up relationships.
Oh, so they come like after.
Right.
So, hold on. So I get confused by this because my wife was watching Temptation Island.
There he goes again.
And so Love Island is two sets of people who never met.
All strangers
come together.
Every once in a while, somebody will know somebody.
Temptation Island is when you come there to see how strong your relationship is.
Temptation Island, one of the most ridiculous concepts in the world.
Yes, if you go there, you've already determined what your relationship is.
We've been in a committed relationship, and we need to be separated with a bunch of honeys and hotties to determine whether or not we can survive our love.
Wait, just think about it. Jennifer, you're dating a guy? Y'all in a relationship or whatever, you haven't cropped him out or anything, it's going in a good direction. He comes to you and says, I want to know if this is real. Let's go to Temptation Island.
I would say have fun by
yourself.
Right,
exactly. So when these couples decide to go to Temptation Island, hasn't it already been determined where you are in a relationship?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably. This was Tommy Cutlets talking about the island.
On Love Island, we talked about it. So you really don't know what's about to happen.
You guys watching Love Island together?
We have. I can't say we do it every night. But from time to time, we get it off there. Yeah, we watch it. We talk about it.
Yeah, that's QB talk.
He's very excited.
He is very excited. Love Island returns tonight, of course, Thursday. The rare night off last night for a Wednesday. What else you got in the mixed bag, Froggy?
Interesting. They take hump day off.
That's exactly what they say, though.
That's interesting.
They say every hump day.
The horniest show on TV, huh? Second horniest, that Temptation Island.
Ooh. It needs to get hornier.
All right. You heard it here first, guys.
Does it?
This season, yeah. They need to up the horny.
Tyrese Halliburton.
Oh, he's good.
Working his way back from injury. This is him on his approach.
Smart do you have to be, I guess, in this situation? Are you not even thinking in those terms at this point?
Well, I think it depends on who you ask. I mean, you're asking me, so I think I have to be as smart as I want to be. I have to understand the risks, ask the right questions. But I'm a competitor. I want to play. I'm going to do everything in my power to play. And that's just what it is.
Okay.
Gotta be smart.
Okay. I think he's going to try and give it a go. I'd imagine.
What's smarter, though? If you're really trying to be smart, what's smarter for your career? Sitting out or thugging it out?
I think he's going to get shot up with something that makes him not feel and then see how it goes.
That makes sense.
Because you don't know if you're going to get back. Especially if you're the Pacers, right? Like,
yeah.
Hey, I don't mean to disrespect them. They've gone back-to-back to the conference final. But you don't know if you're going to get back, right? Hmm. Goran never got back. You know, like, you don't know. So it's a tough choice. It is. I you got to get scared because you talk strained calf. Like, that feels like the danger zone for basketball players, right?
Yeah.
But also, they're maniacs. Like, what, look what the Panthers are playing through. Like, if you're at this opportunity, you're like, hey, I'm going to give, try and give whatever I can, especially if it's at home, you know?
Yeah.
Just to give a little bit of juice. I don't know. What do you think, Leroy? What would you do? As a man who played through a lot of bleep.
I think here, so many of these situations are based like this. You know how you feel, and you know the level of your injury. But it sucks in life that he has to approach this as, how is it going to look? Right? He can't just be honest about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
He can't just come out and say, I tried to give it a go, and like, I really am not going to be able to help my team. Like, that's an honest answer. I would respect that or whatever. Fans won't. Shaq and Barkley won't. They're going to say, you give whatever you can. And so it's a tough spot that you have to play all these different scenarios out, and none of them are based on your overall health.
Hmm. Hmm. What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
As we know, a Pope was selected recently with some fandom associated with the Chicago White Sox.
Hmm.
Now,
somebody did something stupid.
Why would they do?
I don't know. Oh. It just, you know, like, I just like when Martin Luther King was wearing a Florida State glove. Right? Something like that. You know, people don't know how to act.
True. But a lot of people question whether or not when he became Pope, would he, you know, focus more on his life of faith or still be able to support his team faithfully. Mm. And I think here's your answer.
White Sox! 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 White Sox!
Wow.
He joined those people in a White Sox chant while on the Pope Mobile.
Hmm.
We okay with?
I mean,
Pope?
Y'all remember? It just feels good that now the Pope can travel in the open.
I was about to say
he
the
used
same
to
thing.
Have to travel in a bubble.
Yeah, I thought he had to be in an aquarium.
No, oh. They didn't. They did that for a little bit.
Hmm.
Maybe he.
I mean, even the look, even the transportation vehicle is very Pope like.
Yeah, the Pope Mobile.
Why is it bouncing like that?
Does the Pope
are they jumping up and down?
Yeah, they're jumping up.
Is that Pope Secret Service? Like, where is because yeah. I would yeah, figure like that's supposed to be like you're supposed to be in priest garb, you know, with the collar.
Nah. They don't do that no more, you know? Everything's changed. We're more sleek. We're modernized.
Does the Pope have a content guy behind him?
He does. I think he's live streaming right now, if I'm not mistaken. Follow the Pope on Twitch.
Does the Pope like any other Chicago teams, or we only know him to be a White Sox fan?
Like, oh, you see what they did? They cut the back off of a G-Wagon.
Hmm.
Did they?
That's a Mercedes. Well, yeah.
Vatican money.
P-Wagon. Pope Mobile.
Look, see the front?
White Sox have lost six in a row, so it doesn't seem like it's helped.
Okay. All right. Okay.
See what I mean?
That's unnecessary.
See what I mean? What Jesus got to do with it? That right? What Jesus got to do? If Jesus don't love me because the Sox lost five straight?
There's no way they didn't think it was going to help.
That's interesting.
Oh, my goodness.
Championships have to be won on their own. Hmm. Remember Christopher Lloyd, Angels in the Outfield?
Nah.
You never saw it?
I can ask you a question about Angels in the Outfield, but if I ask you if the 4th of July is on Thursday or Friday, you look at me in disgust.
Tony Danza was going to die. He didn't know it.
Thank God he's okay.
Tony Danza.
Yep.
Hey, that's the first time we saw Marissa Tomei, but what's her name? She was in that show from Charmed.
Who was in
Alyssa,
that? Alyssa Milano was in that
Alyssa
movie?
Milano.
She was?
She was in... What's it in charge?
Charles in charge.
Charles in charge. Yeah. What Tony Danza, that's where he started.
Mm. Mm.
Wasn't Tony Danza in, wasn't he in Taxi also?
No clue, but Jalen Brunson
was
in
Taxi.
WWE. Huh?
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson's in WWE?
The video game.
Oh.
Look at that.
All right.
He's tiny though.
Yeah. So is Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, but he ain't got no muscles.
Mm.
Rey Mysterio or Jalen Brunson?
Jalen Brunson.
Gotcha.
Hmm. He can straight ball, though.
We'll take a break. Speaking of straight ball, when are we getting this KD news, huh? Back after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.